KK4PO T-Mobile. How you doing?
All right, this morning. Golly, I didn't want to call right that bad. It was feeling so good.
Same thing here. It took me an extra minute to roll on out and get going, but I did it. I'm up. I'm moving. Just gotta make it through today for you, right? Is today it?
Counting this one down. Golly, I mean, I gotta work the whole day, but I'm okay with that. It's the last one, so I'm just ready to get it over with and enjoy some time at home. What you got today and tomorrow, right?
That 2 days left, and then we're home free. So, yep, just gonna try to see if we can snake by today and tomorrow, and try to keep things from going completely out of control. And as long as we can just keep the ship headed in the right direction, we'll be good.
Anything too crazy right before Christmas break or any kind of break?
Kidding. Yesterday wasn't all that bad. I was kind of thinking yesterday might have been going to get out of hand a little bit, but it stayed on course for the most part, so that was good. So as long as we can keep that up, we'll be just fine.
Has Mike been on this morning? Where's he been at?
Today, he gets most Tuesdays off, but he's off today. He'll be back in it tomorrow.
All right, makes sense. Did you do anything on your radio yesterday, or I just...
Yes, messed with it yesterday. I hope to play with it a good bit later on this week, but yesterday I really didn't get to do much at all with it. How about you? Did you get on the air?
Major, just poured a little bit of JSA. I finally got... Oh, God, what'd I get? I had a couple more states. I got three more states to go to get... QRZ worked all states, whatever it is. I need Montana and Alaska and Hawaii, and hopefully my Montana will confirm his contact with me. I only have two left.
Montana just the other night, it kind of took me by surprise because my antenna is more NVIS than anything else. And I was surprised to have seen it pop up, and it took me a second to recognize what it was, but I thought that was pretty cool.
Do you ever use a PSK reporter?
You had mentioned it the other day to Mike, and I went on and checked it out. I've only been on it like twice since then, but it was pretty cool. All I did was pull it up. Searched my call sign, and you know, it showed me like the last, you know, hour or two or whatever the default setting was, and that was pretty neat. But that was all I've done with it.
What I'll do is I have the website pulled up. It doesn't matter how you start it, but I'll either put out a CQ call if I'm doing FT8, or you can do even a heartbeat on JSA. Give it a couple minutes, and then you can pull up the website, do last hour, last 15 minutes, whatever, and it'll show you everywhere you've at least been heard. So even if you don't get your heartbeats back, it lets you know where you've been heard, or at least where your signals kind of propagate to.
Cool. On one of the forums that I'm in, actually, no, that was on one of the Facebook groups. A guy is building a JSA map software to run with the program, so it'll be a lot like PSK Reporter, but it'll be specific to running with JSA call. It looks pretty cool. He's got a beta software out there right now that a couple guys are testing for him, and then if all that goes well, he'll release it to everybody else in the coming weeks.
I also found a program a guy had written for JSA. I guess it runs on top of it, but all you do is you select whether you want to send an email. I didn't realize you could send email, but I know APRS messages, or I think it's text messages. And what his program does is it formats it ahead of time. and it already has all the formatting. And I know the other guy did a video where he had it set up a certain way with a script, but this guy just kind of overlays on top of it, it looks like.
And I've used that a good bit. It works really well. And if you do that, build a pie for your pie, it will load that software in it by default so that you'll actually have it ready to go. You won't have to load it separately, so it'll actually be built in. It's pretty cool. Yeah, I've done the email, done the text message. I haven't done the ABRS message thing, but I did the other options, and it works exactly like it says it does, and it's super easy. You select what you want, type your message, you hit go, and you sit back, and it does it all for you. So it's pretty neat. But I'm rolling up, so let me unload some stuff and get this day going. I hope you have a fantastic last day before the break. So hopefully everything goes nice and smooth, and you enjoy that day, and hopefully we'll get to catch up with you throughout the break coming up. But if I don't catch you before Christmas, I hope you and your family have a fantastic Christmas. Enjoy that time together. And like I said, hopefully we'll get to catch up during the break. So 73s, KK4, POT.
73s to you. Hopefully you have a good day at work. And then I'll holler at you tomorrow. I hope y'all end up smooth. And hopefully we'll holler at you over the holidays. Have a good one. KO4CEF, and I will be clear.
TSW Mobile.
For CEF, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
Put myself out of bed, but I'm doing good. I'm almost to work, and it's the last day. How about you?
You're doing good. Happy Friday. Yeah, no, it's Wednesday for me today.
So the day before, or do y'all even shut down?
No, they'll be shut down Thursday and Friday at least, and probably Saturday, I think. I just got to work today and tomorrow.
Way to get through then. Anticipation's what kills you.
Yeah, I heard that. Heard you on the radio yesterday afternoon.
Get up and eating on my way home from work. Spends on whatever time I get off. Sometimes I get some people, sometimes I won't.
Yeah, it works out that way sometimes. I hadn't never heard that guy that you were talking to before, I don't think.
Yeah. Your agent's kind of funny, you know, you never know what you're going to get. I used to get on there once in a while, and I was in a conversation with a guy in Virginia one night on 40 meters, and all of a sudden, the signal was gone. Next thing I know, another guy goes, "Oh, yeah, you were just on a guy in Virginia. I'm out in Idaho or something." So I said, "What in the world?" Answer for your PowerShell. If you run the difference between 1 watt and 100 watts is about 15 dB, approximately. So in order to build an antenna to do that, you have to use a gadget. You could do it, but you're going to have about 21 dB gain with 1 watt to do the same thing as 100 will.
Right there.
So now here's the thing. If you go from 100 watts to 1,000 watts, you only get another 10 dB. So as you can see, each time you increase the power, each time you got to double it up. So if you got to run, let's say you got a 50,000 watt transmitter, and you got to double your gain on your antenna, you're going to go 3 dB. So that means you do the same thing. Now you're running 100,000 watts, and then if you double that and double that and double that, it gets kind of crazy. FM channel 4 run 1 million watts of the transmitter with nitrogen filled line, which is, that's a lot of power.
Amplifiers, but God, this thing's so expensive quick.
Well, build an antenna, you know, get your antenna so it works with 1 watt, and then you don't have to worry, you know, if you got room, build a Yagi, but it's very complicated to build a Yagi. They're very pain in the neck, you need a lot of room. If you ever been up on that mountain up in Pennsylvania, the real tall mountain, I forgot the name of it, you ever seen all the towers up there at the top of that? The name of the mountain up there, but I've been through there, and it's a big, long period of time for shortwave. It's big, but it's amazing how big that antenna is. That's where I think some of Voice of America stuff used to be up there. But it's amazing. If you look at that antenna farm, it's big. Cool antenna. Look up Chuck, W-A-1-E-K-V, in Holden, Massachusetts. He's got a Yagi. He built an AM, or he built a Yagi. I've talked to him before. And I've heard him run 5 watts. He's so strong. It's unbelievable.
The gain is on those Earth, Moon, Earth arrays people have.
Plus, there's another story. They did a lot. But the frequency is real high. Real serious gain to do that. You gotta, and they're running 1,200 watts on those things, man. It's not. If you want to Google search this, there's a guy in Connecticut. I'll give you another call sign. He's a totally blind guy. He's called K1PXE, and he does boombox all the time. He built his own amplifier, soldered one connection at a time, and burned his fingers, built the whole amp. I saw the amp. I said, "You are crazy."
Okay, you can jump in here. Yeah, I was sitting there looking at the fuel gates, and it's saying that if I want to get to work this morning, I better stop. Eighth right now.
Those gates is accurate as heck. I know some of you go like, they got 3 gallons in the bottom, and I had one car, it didn't have 3 gallons in the bottom. When it said E, it was E. That didn't mean extra miles, it really didn't.
You hope for the best. Because sometimes it'll be right, and sometimes the module will drop out, and you never know how much you got. So it's always a crapshoot.
Yeah, I've ran it until the lights came on before, but I tend to not want to do that.
Bad for the fuel pump. Don't get in the habit of doing that.
Because if you get stuck in traffic, you've got no way to get off and get the fuel.
My son-in-law and daughter were coming out of Florida on their, at the end of their wedding honeymoon or whatever, and that, and a hurricane was coming, and he's all the way over in the left lane, bumper to bumper, and that, and the car's sucking fumes, and that, and it's in the middle of a hurricane, and it's like, what are you thinking in the left lane?
No good feeling at all.
Fortunately, I pulled up Google Maps and figured out where they were, and the guy that I was working with was from that area and told me where to get off and go on these back streets and found a gas station that had some fuel.
And that happened. Through a trucker's last night, one of the guys had they had to have an oversized load on the ice, and he had to get the supplies there, and had overloaded the truck by about 20,000 pounds. Then the cop tapped through, and he almost broke the ice. I was like, oh, boy. And then when he was going to get off the ice, the trailer brakes, the computer thought the trailer brakes were locked up. He couldn't stop and fix the truck. He had to lift it off the ice. He barely got off the ice without you know, getting killed.
It was still going. I ain't watched that in a long time.
A lot of those guys, you know, the thing is, it's getting bad because, you know, they got to get supplies up there, and there's no other way to do it unless you fly it in with a. Can you imagine what it would cost to fly in with a jet to fly the stuff in?
Yeah, I've rode on that road from Fairbanks up to Prudhoe Bay before.
One of the ones, but there's one worse than that. That's a bad road up there. Bad is if you make sure you got warm clothes and you make sure you got everything you need, because if that engine quits, you're done. You will not get it restarted.
During the summertime, I went about 150 miles down that road, and I had to end up getting gas at the same gas station twice in the same day.
You're running a diesel on the road in the wintertime, about 80 below zero doing that?
On the road, there's a speed limit sign. When you first turn on, it says speed limit 50, next 440 miles.
On that road in the wintertime with ice, you don't break it either, because you will be in the, you'll have the Gray Bar Hotel if you do.
KN4 TFW.
My way into the parking lot.
Man, that 400, you said it was 400 something miles?
Yeah, when you turn onto the road, off of the main road, onto that dirt road that runs to Prudhoe Bay, the sign says speed limit 40 or 50, makes 440 miles. It was 14 miles.
I mean, how many gas stations do you see on such a long trip?
One of them's only, it's only there in the summertime. So there's one 56 miles in, one 175 miles in, and one 414 miles in. Let me stop and get some fuel here, and I'll be back with you in a minute.
I'm pulling in the parking lot now. Gentlemen, 73's to you. Hope you have a great day. Hope we'll holler at you another morning. I don't know if I'll be up this early, but y'all have a good one. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.
Look up W1EKB. He's got a picture of his Yagi, and he's a real smart guy. It's really cool to look at.
Yeah, pretty good. Check that out. All right, have a good one. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.
See you back. Got your fuel yet?
FW, I'm back.
Think about those diesels. You know, when those guys are hauling, they got to have at least 1,000 gallons of fuel to get it done.
They got some pretty big ones on there for sure. Mine wasn't as thirsty as I thought. It only took 20 and a half gallons.
The tank's supposed to be.
I think it's about a 20, must be about a 24, because I've put over 22 in it before.
And sometimes, too, depending on the time of day you pump it and all that stuff, you know, there's always a little variance for that. The pumps don't exactly always give you exactly the same amount either. For a while now.
You may chill after Christmas anyway.
So you're going in tomorrow? Is that your last day before Christmas?
Yeah, tomorrow's my last day until next Monday. And then when I'm off, usually we drive Mama's Jeep wherever we go.
Isn't it?
It's until next Friday, I believe.
That's right. Well, for school, get that done too. Get both of them filled up. If you...
Exactly sure, but I think it's a 3.6 liter, or six cylinder rather.
It's got the little one with the CJ, with a little 151 four cylinder in it.
You're coming out with the V8 in it.
You made a CJ with a, years ago, with a 304 V8 in it.
I'd like to have one of those. Those things sounded good.
One time we had to change the master cylinder and fix one of those things. And there was a problem with the firewall. And somebody, we were test driving, you know what happened? You're not going to believe it. Didn't realize that the guy, that, when the last person did the, put the conversion in it, he didn't reinforce the firewall. And the darn bolt broke. Luckily, my brother was able to handle it, so we didn't have to cost her. We had to actually weld the plate behind it. But I had to sit in there and put water on the rug, keep the rug part in the rug while I was welding it. Yeah, it was, not him. But they don't always, when people put hand controls in there, they don't always tell you the updates, and people don't realize it when they do it.
A few mods you got to do.
Changed master cylinder, the guy had the bolts in there, but they weren't, the firewall wasn't reinforced, and we didn't know it. That made me a little nervous. Then I had another one, we put a transmission in, an old four-wheel drive, and the linkage was worn, and I went to some bar to have a drink before it dropped me off, and the stupid thing, I'm hanging on the door, it popped in reverse, and we're both chasing the truck down the parking lot, trying to I was trying to hang on the door, and he tried to hop back in it. Well, I didn't want him getting hurt. I was like, that was a ride and a quarter. I was thinking, that was the whole bar was laughing. I said, I'm glad you guys thought it was funny. I didn't. But today.
Not too much, I don't think. Nothing out of the ordinary. I know I got a little bit of computer work I got to do. Today I got to try to get it done.
That doesn't always go as easy as it looks.
Had a bunch of things before I set in and do it.
Sisters got changed around, and when different people bought other people out, like you said, it gets a little complicated. Some platters, you know, the ones, what do they call them? The three-legged ones, you can sit freestand, and you can just slide them up notches to climb them. That's what I'm going to bring up on the steps to fix that coax.
It might work.
I'll cut the cable on the top halfway down, and we'll let the tower down. It's there. And we'll just take the 50 feet. We'll hook it up. And when the tower's all the way down, and what we'll do is, we've got the feed, so we'll just coil it up. You know, and zip ties the tower if we have to. You know, and that way, you know, our rope or parachute corded, whatever we got to do. If we have too much coil, okay, we'll just make a coil. Then you can let it up and down, do what you got to do. And I got to call HRO to find an antenna. I wish I could find a little vertical mobile antenna. You know, just straight little vertical to, you know, ruin a roof bound. Stick that on the gutter of the house. That probably works great. Looking moon last night?
I was out there looking at that Christmas star when it popped up last night.
Our dogs, these all the animals around here were going crazy last night.
Barking a pretty good bit, but she was, I believe she was seeing or smelling the coyotes in the field or the deer one.
Metro trucker said he got there was a deer mouth that got in his truck, and he almost died over it. They're nasty little critters, man.
Yeah, let me get up here on the interstate here. Hold on. I'm with you. KN4TFW.
I knew about, well, I had a problem with my species. That's what almost killed me a couple of times. And it mutated years later, and my doctor up north didn't find it, didn't look for it, instead of culture. And I was at Scarborough Regional, and they found it 6 times. Have you ever dealt with mouse species before? About 20 years ago. That stupid problem with all the issues with the almost drug resistant strain I have.
Did they found?
Lawnmower shop. Careful with those critters. They get pretty close to work.
10 minutes out, maybe.
This morning.
Bad. It was a little bit. There was a little bit of traffic where I was trying to get onto the interstate, but I don't know. I guess all the cars were just packed up. But it's not too bad this morning.
Because it's around Christmas time, that's why. Find an antenna this week. I want to get back on HF really bad. I want to talk to you guys on sideband net, three-wheelers net, and see how we, if we can get out there enough to at least get in there.
Get you one.
Build the darn thing, but the tracks are a pain to build, and I know a couple of guys can help me do it, but it's going to take a little bit to do it. We use a current ballon, and they got a noise canceling antenna possibly. It's a lot of noise canceling, all that other stuff. It's kind of a lot involved in if you're in a bad spot like I am. That I never knew that bears don't trust dogs. That's pretty interesting. That bears don't trust dogs. down in a hole a little bit there.
I'm just up here on the interstate right now. I just, my control faceplate, the mount I had, come off of the windshield and that, so it's just laying in the ashtray, so I really can't change the volume and stuff like that very easy.
When you're driving, you can't not pay attention to what you're doing.
Get up there on the windshield, and then I can just kind of glance over and see it, and here it's down low, so you know what I mean? You really, it ain't very convenient.
One of those things. But I'm going to say 73 and let you get back to driving. I'll catch you tomorrow morning. I'll throw this battery on charge and see what happens tomorrow.
You have a good one, and I'll catch you in the morning. KN4 TFW.